Greetings to all the brothers and sisters online and in person. The reason we take part communion is to look forward and remember everything God is doing for us and look forward to His coming. It was first prophesied that Jesus would return one day about 2,000 years ago, that this was written. Christ's return has not yet come. This has not yet been fulfilled, but we see different places saying Jesus has come. However, we Christians know that Christians are still waiting for his return. How can we gain a sense of urgency for his coming and before he comes? How can we be vigilant against the devil's scheme? We ask you, Lord, to look in our lives to see if we have been prepared for you, in prayer and in all our actions. Can we live victorious against the devil's plans, his schemes to deceive us? And pray all of this in Christ's victorious name. Brothers and sisters, is there a sign for the coming of the Lord Jesus today? Yes, the Lord clearly prophesied about the signs of his returns in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. These signs include calamities that will occur frequently before his coming, such as earthquakes, wars, famines, and plagues. All nations will rise up to persecute the church and Christians. Many Christians will spread the gospel, fulfilling the Great Commission. Yet there will also be nominal Christians who will leave the church and maybe even commit different acts that will oppose Christ and the church. Another sign is that the sun will be darkened, so will the moon and stars. This is not a momentary occurrence. But these heavenly bodies will be darkened for quite some time. At this point, Christ will return. A few of these signs have already occurred. Some of them are ha still happening. And some are yet to come. Be vigilant so we will not be deceived or led astray. We know recently that the Paris Olympics 2024 games have concluded. Their opening ceremony has sparked much global controversy. There were many transgender models and drag queens and such. This was a public display of disdain and blasphemy towards the Christian faith. They would not dare to do the same thing for Islam, the Islamic religion. It's fake, the devil will not oppose it. This kind of a blasphemy has, such as the one occurred during the Olympics, has never happened in history. Many people, Christians and non-Christians, have been shocked by this open disregard and blasphemous action. Yes. Lot of non-believers feel this is so ridiculous as well. What is the meaning of the Last Supper? Why is it so significant? The Lord's Supper is significant because it remembers what Christ has done his prom this is his promise to us. This is not only the Last Supper, but it is also the Passover meal. One represents the New Testament, the other one, the Old Testament. The moment when Christ commanded us to remember that all he was about to do for humanity, shedding his blood and giving his body on the cross to pay for sin. It's the most important point to remember and what the communion represents. The Last Supper establishes a new covenant. It institutes ordinances of the church and foretells different things. The Passover has already been fulfilled in the Old Testament. A lot of Jews who don't believe in Christ still celebrate the Passover. However, we know that the Passover represents what Christ has already done. The Jews celebrate God's deliverance from physical death and their liberation from slavery in Egypt. And so during the Last Supper with the apostles, Jesus used two symbols related to the Passover that gave them a meaning. This establishes a way to remember his sacrifice. One is the unleavened bread, and the other one, the unleavened bread represents his body. The grape juice represents his blood. And so, in verse 17, Jesus, it says, Jesus gave thanks and took the cup. He said, take this and divide it among you. For I will not For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who's going to betray me is with me on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." The last part also echoes what happened after the 5 feet, the 5,000. People wonder, how can five fish, five loaves and two fish feed so many people and fill them up? Jesus knew their hearts. And said, I will not feed you again. But he preached to them, saying, "Be filled with what is real." Filled with the eternal truth and life instead. Those who do not eat my flesh and my blood will not have salvation. The reference for this verse, John 5, 51, 54 to 55. But salvation comes through Christ's sacrificial shedding of blood and the giving of his body on the cross. During the Last Supper, Jesus also taught the principles of service and forgiveness, like washing his feet. In Luke 2, 26 to 27, it says, "But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be the least, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am coming among you as one who serves." Well, here we see the old covenant and the new covenant. The old foreshadows the new. And we see God's grace and his new covenant, not only for the Israelites, but for all who believe in the Last Supper. This is for the descendants of those who have faith, which have their father in it as Abraham. The Last Supper is a significant event. It marks a turning point in God's plan for the world. When comparing Christ's crucifixion and the Passover, it becomes clear that the redemptive nature of Christ's death parallels the symbolism of the original Passover sacrifice in the Old Testament. The Passover lamb symbolized deliverance, Christ's death on the cross, atoning for the sins of his people. And his blood saves us from bondage. Because of his promise to save, he gave himself up on the cross, and this is what the communion symbolizes for us. So the Passover represents faith in him and being eternally united with Christ. Therefore, the scene at the opening ceremony in the Paris Olympics was a public blasphemy regarding Christ's salvation. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24:37-39, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That's how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." Jesus' words, "In the days of Noah, it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." This has sparked a rich discussion among theologians and biblical scholars. You might think that the world, things that happen do not affect us. Yet it symbolizes that Christ is coming very soon, just like in the days of Noah. In the same way, as Noah's time, people will continue with their daily lives and be oblivious to impending judgment. Noah's time will be repeated in our day. In Genesis 6:5, we read, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on earth, And that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. This verse highlights the extent of human depravity during Noah's time. Everyone's a period, every thought and intention was corrupt and continuously filled with evil. This demonstrates the moral and spiritual corruption that had permeated every aspect of society. Every thought was evil, every desire was evil. And every effort was driven by sin. We must compare this previous state with our own era today. So we can say confidence that the Bible is not outdated. It applies to today as well. The Bible applies even more today as it did in the past. The Olympics have long been a celebration of human athletic achievements. They showcase the extraordinary abilities and competitive spirit of the athletes. It provides a fair stage for top athletes from around the world to compete. However, we have witnessed the opening ceremony of the French Olympic Games. It went beyond mere athletic competition and it entered the realm of blasphemy and evil. We can see the devil is involved in this process that went into the French Olympic game. This is not only an act of insults to Christians, but also a clear indication of moral statehood. For transgenders and gays and lesbians in this theme of the ceremony. The theme of the ceremony was some mocking holy matters and desecrating sacred things. Their aim was to provoke and offend. Do you think Christ will come if God is pleased with this world? Christ's second coming will be to destroy this world. to destroy the sins of the world. However, he loves the world. God does not love the sin of the world. He hates the sin. Yet he loves the people of the world. The values of the people of this world and morals have declined significantly. The level of sin and immorality in our area is unprecedented. Sin is now more accessible than ever. We are aware of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, the great wickedness of Noah's time. The great wickedness of Noah's time in adultery, pride, arrogance, debauchery, extravagant of Babylon. And so God will not be destroying the world in his second coming with the flood, but rather with fire. We see these three scenarios in the Bible: the Gomorrah, sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, sins of Noah's time, and the sins of Babylon are all combined in our society today. When we see these three things occurring together at the same time, we see humans are killing each other, just like was occurring in the Russian-Ukraine war. It is shocking that all these corrupt values have infiltrated our lives and have become a part of our society. The devil is trying his best to prevent repentance so that people can lose their eternal life. The second point How should we respond to the world we live in today? We must rely on God to keep us and our hearts. We must be even more vigilant, guarding our own hearts and minds. There's increasing mockery of the Christian faith in countless public ceremony after ceremony. The historical sins of Sodom and Gomorrah are appearing. It is a spirit of the Antichrist that is coming alive in human culture. The devil is conspiring to lead humanity into moral decay. Although we don't know who the Antichrist is yet, his spirit is already infiltrated in the world we live in. What is the world and how should we respond to it? We must know what the world is and what it means. That way we can rightfully face it. John 2, 15 to 17, Apostle John tells us, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires fast pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Verse 18, dear children, this is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many Antichrists have already. This is how we know it is the last hour. The Apostle John warns us, this is the last hour. How can we discern the truth of the world in these last days? We see the world opposition to the truth and to God. We don't oppose what is false. And this is a fact to point to the Anointed One will actually be reading. It can be said that the world and the church are in constant conflict. What is the world? It is not represented by oil and water. Like the church is full of people. The church is full of righteous and saved subjects. What is so? Then the world is a community of sinners. We as Christians are called by God out of the world. It must be God's light that shines in the earth and overcomes darkness. That way, people will not stumble in the dark. We see a lot of churches that put flags in the front. Flags that represent everything anti-Christ. Opposite of what God tells us to do and to love. God to hate the sin and the devil. But you must love the sinner. Yet they have confused it and said that you should love the sinner and what he does. What God really means is to save the sinner out of his sin. This is what true love represents. Who is the church's greatest enemy? Greatest enemy is Satan himself. So we see here that the devil is the king of this world. His role and his goal is to deceive and to condemn. His constant thought is how he can defeat the church. There have been a lot of occurrences in the church that we see a lie has infiltrated. such as success gospel. Lot of people who are disguising as true Christians, they act spiritual, even knowing a lot of biblical truths. There are many people who are in the world who are yet to be saved and yet to be revealed right. The true church does not fight against the people of the world. Rather, it fights against spiritual forces of evil and the sin nature in people. A lot of people in the world feel constricted by the rules of good Christians. And they don't want to turn to God because they feel restricted, such as not being able to do what they want or think what they want. What are we to do to help them? We are to love them. We must not be drawn away and impacted by them. And so we must be overcomers, and therefore we can have eternal life. So we must know how to live in this world, how to overcome the desires of the flesh and the pride of life. This topic is so deep and so long. I feel I must give five sermons for this. And so we see the Paris Olympics expose the true face of the world, allowing people to see as nature is driven by faith. This display that today's Israelites and their mocking Jesus' Last Supper. God, we thank you and give you the praise and glory. Thank you for your word. We know we are only travelers in this world. God, how are we to help be in this work of turning back unbelievers? Please give us wisdom and help us to rely on your Holy Spirit to win this battle. That we would overcome the attacks of the devil. We pray this in your victorious name. Amen.